It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Mullins.
Oh!
An impossible catch. Oh my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for it must be a Tuesday, but baby, it's always a Tuesday around here. Maybe a more special Tuesday than anybody could have.
No.
You know, Joe, I think when we decided to move to Tuesdays, Patrick Harris here with you, Joe Fisher to my left. Joe would normally say let's go, but maybe the word is ayúdame, which is Espanol for help me.
No, this is the most important thing going on in the world tonight, show.
I don't think we looked ahead to realize that we'd have a show on tonight. Nobody is listening to this show tonight.
Also,
nobody is listening to this show tonight.
That's exactly what I told my wife.
What is Spanish for what the hell is on your head right now? Something cabeza. That...
El speakero está en mi cabeza.
If you're listening right now, one, bless your little heart, and two, go to youtube.com/1080am the fan. It looks a little bit better without the hat, but that's a look, man. After seeing you with the Apple headphones, see, you're seeing yourself now.
It looks pretty ridiculous.
After the Apple headphones that you've been wearing for the last 10
since
years,
I started the show.
Yeah, and you wearing
same it, ones.
When you look at me just straight on, just portrait you.
What up, dude?
Oh my god. I don't know if I can look at you this entire show.
So I keep my headphones wrapped up and I put them in my microphone condom, and that lives in the glove box of my car. So whenever we have to do this show, I can just reach into the glove box and grab it. Sorry, my ear itches.
Aaron, you're crushing it with those headphones.
Pause the show,
already.
Baby.
Yeah. And I can't find them. I've been using Jason Sukanik's for
gross.
The last few weeks, but I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. These, I am building a vintage 1974 Pioneer hi-fi system at my house.
Okay.
I have the reel-to-reel player.
And when does the AARP card come in?
I have the reel-to-reel player, I have the receiver, and I have the turntable. I am missing the cassette deck and the 8-track player that matches the whole catalog brand from 1974.
And your liver spots.
These are the 1974 highest end headphones that you could buy. So I plug them into the receiver when I want to listen to records and the kids are in bed.
And a nice bottle of scotch by my side.
Yeah, I recognize those from like my elementary
school. The Giants
school.
Win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
And they go berserk. God. A four bagger.
No, those are literally what were next to like the old, what was it? The floppy computer in your first
floppy
grade
disk?
Class. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You those are big before old. That. That is before in-home computer times. They are just, dude, I can't.
They're huge.
I can't.
These are my headphones today, man.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know how. I'm just going to keep looking at the TV behind you, because apparently something's going on where there's a map with a whole lot of red on it right now.
I'll tell you what, though, Joe. When I'm at home and I plug these in to my receiver and listen to records, it sounds amazing.
I'm sure.
It sounds terrible right now.
Really?
I can hear you.
Oh.
But, like, your voice.
Well, I would hope.
My
with
voice,
those things.
My voice and your voice has so much girth and layers. Ooh, to it.
Girthy. Who doesn't like a good girth?
Hey, I put it on my Christmas list
this
year.
Those are girthy headphones.
Yes. I put it on my Christmas list. I found like the best headphones you can buy at an average value for talk radio. They're $100. They're on my Christmas list. If I come in on Jan 1 with those, or Jan 6, whatever it might be, you'll know that somebody followed my list. Look at it. Look at it. It comes with this box. I'll show the YouTube people.
I like how you held it up to the computer.
This is turning into like a YouTube unboxing video.
Okay, Grandpa.
Okay, stop. Okay,
Pop Pop.
Stop.
I think it's time for bed.
Stop counting the vote. I'm going to win.
Do I hold the box up to the computer?
In this box also has...
Where's the camera?
Also has the little...
Dude, hand me,
operating guide.
Hand me that manual.
And there, yeah.
Is that the warranty postcard?
You know, it just is. It is. It came with it when I bought it. Look, it says Pioneer on the box. This sweet little box that my headphones fit in.
Is there a manufacturer date on this?
Got an Amazon affiliate link in the description.
Oh my God. The diagrams on this thing, look how old they are.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus.
So they match your setup perfectly.
That's what I got tonight. That's what I got. What do you want from me?
Better than no headphones, right?
Better than putting Sukanix. You know, he's a white supremacist. What do I know? He's probably got Trump vibes. I probably would have changed my vote if I wore those.
Trump
too long.
Sells headphones too? I wouldn't be surprised.
I was going to say, would you be shocked?
Sells steak, sells bottles of water, sells everything.
Well, he can't sell steaks anymore.
No. They
or is it
though.
The college he can't sell anymore?
The college got.
All the fraud is kind of just blending in.
Well,
together.
Sukanik and I live in the same state, so we might as well be on the same team.
Well, politically wise?
I want to manufacture.
Well, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Look, let me ask you this. You want the skinny liberal kid or the giant dude that is compared to a white supremacist?
This is...
I mean, I'll probably...
I'm going to side with the giant dude.
I'm going to go with the giant guy.
This box...
We're all security. We're all joking here. Jason Sukanik is a wonderful human being, not a white supremacist.
I feel like a mini typewriter should come out of this thing. Like,
Aaron, that's a four banger, and Bill Mazeroski hit a home run to beat the Yankees.
If you're listening to this or not watching on YouTube,
nobody is listening to this, Joe.
Jumping the shark.
Shut up.
Maybe Jason and Isaac are on their way home, but outside of them, nobody
those are
is
two
listening
listeners.
To this. No. That's it. I'll tell you what, though, our two listeners right now do have the number one sports radio show in town.
Damn right.
According to who?
Me.
Oh.
I'm a big deal. Look at my headphones.
Can't you see these big old radio headphones?
The bigger your headphones, the bigger you are.
Just girthy.
They feel great, though.
They comfy?
I'll try them all.
Oh, they're fantastic.
See, they don't look so comfy, so that's good.
When you're listening to music, how it resonates, you don't even notice how it feels.
Those things are preposterous. I'm telling you.
You saying great. The word preposterous just put you up in the AARP listing with
it's a
Patrick.
Good word. It's a good word.
I feel great. That's all I got to say. I think these are awesome.
Yeah, but the moment that you find your iPod headphones, you are switching back to those immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. And maybe somebody out there somewhere in the ethers that want to buy me a Christmas present, I've got the link and everything for you.
Yeah, the Sony HDRs. I think I know which pair you're talking about.
That's it.
Yep. Yep. Run about $100.
Yep. Yeah, those are they're like $99.89. Yep. Those are what I want. That's what I want.
You've been seeing radio peeps wear those for 25 years.
Yep. Yep. And I'm old school because I don't have a job.
The MDRs.
MDR.
An HDR would be a camcorder. You'd be in a lot of trouble then.
I'm just would I cam record the computers instead of the actual,
I guess so,
YouTube feed.
Yeah, those look like some radio headphones. $100. Yeah.
Yeah, they look all right. Not all of us are fancy Bose guys like Fisher over here.
Remember when radio stations provided the headphones for you? I worked barely got into the biz at the time where that still happened. They had like a whole drawer full, or they gave you individual pairs of headphones when you got hired.
We were lousy with Sennheisers at the old place. There was like $20 Sennheisers all over.
No, they weren't $20. They were like $100.
No, I'm telling you, I looked these up. These
were they really?
Oh, God. These were the cheapest Sennheiser headphones they could have found.
Well, some of them made them over here somehow. And every time you grab one, it's like, well, the plug-in is broken or the left ear doesn't work.
I still want to say the most disgusting thing that we have ever done was in the before COVID times where we all just shared the same mic cover.
Oh, that is the truth.
And there was some sort of
they were not
like,
changed out.
And in the control room, there was some just sort of weird crust that was layered on it.
Weird crust on this one.
I mean, that's yours.
Getting it's not mine. I don't know where mine is. I pulled it out of the bin. I almost dropped the F-bomb there. I almost pulled it out of the effing bin.
Don't get on the mic right after somebody that chews tobacco talks, because that's
I'm changing
probably
this.
The worst.
A nice minty scent.
I wouldn't call it minty. I'd call it like gross breath tobacco. That's what I'd call it.
Oakley doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight. There's a lot to get into. The World Series has ended. We have champions. There's already movement. I'm going to steal a segment from my favorite people, the boys in the morning. I've got some factoids of the World Series that I'd love to share. There's a lot to get into, plus where we go from here. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. When we come back, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the World Series champions. Let's talk about how they got there and what made that go down. This is the Hot Corner Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. 717 Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher with you. There's the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, after the sale. I actually just took my car in to get some things worked on that were under warranty. It was awesome. They picked it up from my house and delivered it back to my house. I can't tell you how much they will take care of you.
I was going to say something that some other services they might have provided, but I'm definitely not going to throw that all out on
air.
What
was interesting is the first guy did not speak English, and I got very, very scared of giving him the keys to my car. The second guy was like, hey, man, here's the keys.
Why did you get scared?
Stop the vote.
Hmm?
Stop the vote.
Why'd you get scared there,
bud? Stop the vote!
This got really awkward on air.
Holy yes. This is a weird Tuesday.
Hey, I will say, though, that sandwich looks really good. What is that, an Italian?
It is an Italian.
Italian grinder.
BLT.
Oh, nice.
So there's some bacon on it.
Bacon.
Makes me want some Red Hills.
Some garlic aioli, mustard.
I know you know about that Red Hills.
I know about that Red Hills.
It's good sandwiches out there.
Good shiz over there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did it scare you there for a minute?
Yes, yes, you
good.
Did.
I'm sure. I'm glad. I'm good. That's what you deserve, you chump. We got a lot to get into tonight. I got some fun factoids. But look, here's where we are. We are post-World Series.
Yes.
We did not get Game 7, which would be tonight.
Would it have been?
No, it would have been Saturday.
Okay,
my
I was going to say.
I got excited.
What terrible timing on their part if that would have happened. I want to talk about nobody consuming your content.
So Game 7 would have been on Saturday, but it ended back on Wednesday. Dodgers are the 2024 World Series champions. And I think what's, you know, I think we can all agree after watching that World Series that clearly the Dodgers were the better team.
Yeah, even before watching the series.
Even before watching the series. I think what's
I'm kind of mad I didn't lay any cash on that because I was pretty adamant.
We all were.
Yeah.
Now, the media, like they're doing tonight, if you are watching what's going on, definitely wanted to push something that was bigger than maybe it actually was. And I think we saw that on the field. The fact that Shohei Ohtani, with his dislocated shoulder, torn labrum, whatever the actual diagnosis is, did squad douche and the Dodgers win in five, that kind of tells you what's going on. And before we really dive into the Yankee issues, because I do want to get into that, was there ever really a moment, even when you watched game four and the Yankees win, even when you watched game five and the Yankees were up 5-0, was there anything really in your brain that made you think, this might be a different series?
Well, game five, there was a little bit of pucker factor. You go up 5-0. I mean,
you got your ace on the mound.
Momentum. Yes. Gerrit Cole's on the mound. I mean,
you
get it. They win that game. You're 3-2, and they're like, hey, take this back to LA. You know, anybody's ball game at this point. It's only a 3-2 series. Who knows what can happen? And then that fifth inning happened. And I'm sure we're going to get into that more as we go. But again, them being up 5-0, there was definitely. I think that if anybody were to sit here talking to you and think like, oh, no, I felt the Dodgers were going to still win that game, they'd be lying to you.
I agree with that. But was there anything in your brain at any moment before? And yeah, we will talk about the Yankee debacle in the fifth there. But was there anything in your brain that said, ooh, this is going back to L.A., Dodgers win in six?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
yes.
There was no like, ooh, Yankees sneak out a sixth and then we're here at seven and all bets are off.
Yeah.
That never in any moment crossed my mind, despite the Yankees being up 5-0 in the fifth. And Gerrit Cole dealing.
Yeah, I think that I had such faith on this Dodgers team for a while that they were going to end up pulling this out that, yeah, I just never. Even with them, even if they won game five, it's like, all right, they're going to go back to LA and they're just going to finish the series out there.
I had the very brief thought until the fifth inning started that Gerrit Cole, if he were available to pitch in game seven after the Yankees had won and taken it back to LA, it could be interesting, but that's like scenario with this happening and then this extra availability. Like it had to be like a really like unfortunate series of events.
And he looked really good in this series. You kind of started to wonder, is this a Curt Schilling, Randy Johnson kind of situation? Is this a Madison Bumgarner situation? Is this an Adam Wainwright situation where, yeah, the guy dealt for two games and I'm going to bring him in out of the bullpen in game seven and Cole locks down? Yeah, that is possible. I asked this question to Joe, and I think he nailed it, and I'm right there with him. There was nothing about, even if the Yankees did win game five, there was nothing that would, there's no amount of money I could have put down on game six that the Dodgers would win. I just didn't believe it would go seven, even if they won that game.
Yeah.
I never believed this would go seven.
I would have been shocked if it went seven. I mean, before the series, I believe we both had it in five. Mm-hmm. I mean, even with the Yankees winning that one game.
And we both wanted to pick it in four.
And yeah. We were watching. Yeah,
we really did want to pick it in four.
We were watching that game four develop, and the Yankees win big, and they score 11 runs, whatever it was. And we even said, we're like, yeah, this is cute, these Yankee fans being all excited at the stadium, knowing, you know, even with them going to lose the series tomorrow. Like, yeah. We even felt it then. It's like, all right, cool, they won one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good for you. You're going to lose tomorrow. And I probably still would have had the same mentality. Like, all right, cool, you took care of two games at home. Congratulations. You're going back to LA and you're going to lose it there.
But I'll start with this. I know the next, you know, in about 10 minutes, I want to get into
Maricopa County,
the disaster that is the fifth inning and how it, in my opinion, actually represents the Yankees as a whole. But as we watch this series, do you think we'll look back on it as a series that the Dodgers won or a series that the Yankees lost?
I'd have to say the Dodgers won. Oh, God. Because now I'm right? thinking about the Nestor Cortez decision.
Right.
There's part of me that leans, I'm leaning blue. Dodgers here.
I'll go with
that.
You.
They won this series versus the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees lost Game 5 rather than the Dodgers winning, but yeah, that's one of those where I feel like the Dodgers, they were clearly the better team this series, and they took advantage of the opportunities that were in front of them.
I think I'm right there with you. I think when we look back at this series, you know, we're going to look at Freddie Freeman, okay? We're going to look at Walker Buehler. We're going to look at Blake Treinen. You know, those are the guys that I think are going to be noted. I think the Dodgers won this series. I think the only reason we sit here and I can ask that question and you look at me like, yeah, it's the Dodgers, but I think it's because.
Is that what I sound like?
I think it's because this thing was so hyped, you know, kind of like what's on our TVs right now is so hyped that you forget that there's clearly something better than the other. One of these things are not like the other. But in sports, which is the difference between the Electoral College, is you play it on the field. And as much as the media wanted to shove down our throats that the Yankees deserve to be there, I think the reality is that they did not deserve to be there. And the better team smoked them 4 out of 5 games. And I will tell you, I will even give you 3.5 out of 5 games. But that's still enough to win a World Series. If you're only good enough to play 1.5 good games, you don't deserve it.
No, I mean, again, it was Dodgers taking advantage of the opportunities in front of them. Yankees made decisions out there, whether it is Aaron Boone or the players themselves out there, and it did not pay off for them. So, I mean, if you give a team as good as the Dodgers those opportunities and they take advantage of them, they're seizing the opportunity. They're going out and winning. So that's where I lean that the Dodgers won this more than the Yankees losing it. The
Vancouver Ford text line 503-864.
Keep in mind, too, after the fifth inning, it was still tied. So, right. I mean,
you still have a chance.
Yes. Yes.
You're up in game one as well.
Sure, momentum has swung drastically, but it's still a tie game at that point.
I mean, just the feeling that you guys are describing of the Dodgers kind of being in control, even when the Yankees are up, there's really no worry for me. The Dodgers absolutely won this series, right? They, once again, I'll say it like for the fifth time, 5-9, they have the much better lineup in their bullpen. Trump the hell, ha 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 ha, election joke, trump the hell out of the New York Yankees bullpen.
Vancouver Ford text line, guys, Dodgers starting pitching was a mess. Roberts finally figured out how to manage. And I'm going to take the lead on this real quick, and then we'll get out on this. I agree. This is the best I've ever seen Dave Roberts. I thought he managed brilliantly for a majority of the World Series. I thought he handled that bullpen extremely well. I think he had his guys in the right spot. I think he knew who to start. I think he knew to bet on certain people staying in certain positions that Shohei don't look good, but he stuck with him at the top of the lineup because he said, okay, if Shohei's out, then I've got my real leadoff hitter right behind him. And Shohei was out every time, basically. And then Mookie drove the offense. Freddie knocked him in. Teoscar right behind him, et cetera, et cetera. The way he managed the bullpen on bullpen games, and that goes to show against San Diego, against the Mets, and against the Yankees. I still don't love Dave Roberts as a manager, but boy, he made leaps and bounds in this World Series, and I got to give him credit for that, and that's hard for me to say.
Oh, I know it is. Yeah, it's killing you
right
now.
Good for you. But,
it's difficult.
But yeah, I think what you said as far as how he managed the bullpen, I mean, even just like
Blake Treinen threw 35 plus pitches that inning.
Well, and also the balls to like just basically give them game four too, and saying like, we're not going to pitch any of these guys four.
Yep.
We're going to save you because we feel so confident that if we keep them rested, we can end this series tomorrow.
I'm going to throw Joe Fisher the eighth out there, and I don't care if you hit two dingers off him. He's staying out there.
He might have done good. That Honeywell guy, he deserves all the pats on the back.
He really does, because he got left out for dead. Yeah, and Roberts is like, throw, buddy.
Just keep going. It's just
somebody's got to wear it, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you know me. It hurts me to say it, but I'll give Roberts a lot of credit. That being said, the other guy in the other dugout, who I will destroy, buckle up, okay? Because we got to talk about Booney, Cashman, and how this team is built. And let's talk about that famous, potentially the most famous fifth inning in the history of any World Series game. Can either, before we do this, can either of you tell me a more famous fifth inning in a World Series game than the one we saw the other night?
I could forget the 67 fifth inning, Patrick.
Oh,
right?
So good.
In
so
what good. Game?
Jeez. When we come back, let's dive into why you lost. That is the New York Yankees. But first, there's Schulze with sports.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll start to kind of look ahead, I guess, as there's a lot to get to when you start thinking about the 2025 Major League Baseball season. But I'd like to stay here at the World Series. I know it ended on Wednesday, because of course it did. We could have been here, Joe. We could have been here on Wednesday doing the World Series.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Off this week because there's, you know, a Ducks insider basketball game.
A Ducks insider basketball game.
Whatever.
They're just melding both of them together now.
I don't know. You're number one in the nation, Oregon Ducks.
Well, not basketball, but yeah.
You know, my Cougs have a one in their ranking.
Soon enough,
too.
They do. I'm sure.
Sneaking in. I read a nice article about them upsetting the college football playoff structure this week.
Let's do it.
It's over.
Be fun.
So we got a lot to get to. Second hour plus, we'll do fair or foul at the bottom. I got some really fun, like serious and some silly factoids to steal from my good buddy Brandon Sprague, who does the morning show every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 with Andrew Dirt Johnson. I got some factoids that I kind of clipped and I'd love to share, so we'll get to that at some point as well. Plus, the start of free agent and looking forward, you know, there's already a lot of whispers of stuff going on. Did you know that Max Fried was in L.A. partying with the Dodgers?
Why?
Why? Yeah, what?
Because he's an L.A. kid.
Because he's going to be a Dodger next year?
Potentially.
That's kind of stupid. That's a bad
potentially
look. You know, when Joe Torre came out a few years ago saying, hey, guys, on the field, don't fraternize when you're in uniform with each other on the opposite team. It's a bad look. I was kind of against that. This? No, that applies. Get the hell out of their party. What are you doing?
You have a ring.
Yeah.
Plus, there's Gold Glove winners, so that could be fun to go through as well. Plus, a couple for Jordan's team, a couple for my team as well.
Hey, losers are winners. Yeah, I love it. Hey, let's go. Hey.
Somebody on this show has no Gold Gloves. And
let me admit something. I had no idea there was a utility Gold Glove at all until this year. That's awesome.
I think it's great. So there's a lot to get to, but let's get into the most famous fifth inning in the history of the World Series. Yankees are up 5-0. Gerrit Cole is dealing, right? Gerrit Cole looks great.
Over! Sure.
Did you know in that inning, Gerrit Cole gave up zero earned runs?
None of them were earned. I did know that.
Zero earned runs.
I don't know if you've seen the stat that is going around about that fifth inning. It was the first time in regular postseason history that it was five unearned runs. I believe also like a balk, a catcher's interference, three errors, and then one other qualifier, that all of these things happened in a game and ever. Like, I got to find the full stat because it's just like, Jesus, it really illustrates how bad that inning went for
you. Know what it is, Joe? Is I don't need to hear it. You know, like, I mean, I want to hear it because, like, you know, we're all nerds of baseball and I definitely want to hear that stat, but I don't need to hear it because I watched it. It's like, I
saw it with me eyes.
I can't fathom it. You know, and what's interesting is it comes from people that you could maybe expect. Okay, like the Volpe throw to Chisholm at third. Okay, that's a young kid. This is a first real postseason run. Loses a little bit of focus. Like maybe the lights are big. Okay, that I'm okay to deal with. The ball to Judge is not the easiest, but it's not hard.
Okay. You catch that ball.
You catch that ball. Like, I agree with
you.
Come on.
That's little league crap.
I wonder when it starts to get into their head that, uh-oh, we got problems.
I would think that I would say it was probably once.
I think it's the Judge miss.
That, but I would say that the Rizzo, Gerrit Cole, no one getting to first, bad fielding on first, whoever you want to put the blame on. I personally put the more of the blame on Cole not covering first. Now, granted, you have to beat out, God, who even got to first? I think it was Mookie Betts. Like you have
it
to,
is Mookie.
Yeah, you have to try and beat Mookie in a foot race to first.
Tough
which,
to do. Tough to do. Luck.
But giving We're, up. Come on.
Rizzo also, like, I saw a stat today that ball had a 50-mile-per-hour exit velocity, and he did not change his depth in grounding that ball at all. Like, did not charge. He stayed literally the same exact depth on the field as he was to take that grounder. You need to charge and go and get that ball.
I know. I think it's the Volpe throw to Chisholm, I'll let slide. Not happily. But I'll let it slide. Judge,
no. That's unacceptable.
You at the plate outside of game four, you cannot miss that catch. The Cole Rizzo one is so interesting to me because I think the media is pinning this on Cole.
As they should.
I kind of disagree.
Really?
I kind of disagree. And a lot of that is because of Rizzo's body language when he came up with it. He came up with the ball and turned like, I expect you to be there. But it's like most guys get that ball and turn and go. And then they see the pitcher and they're like, okay, here you go.
Again, he didn't really
there
like.
There was no effort from either of those guys.
Yeah, that's I think the pitcher
and
not
Rizzo
even.
Rizzo is a well-known defensive first baseman. You know, he might not have a, you know, Arenado's amount of gold gloves, but Rizzo is known as a really solid first baseman. And the fact that he got it and stopped and turned and was like, oh, there's nobody there. And Mookie's still running and had no instinct to try. It looked like two guys that were like, nah, your fault. Nah, your fault.
Cole stopped
and it's
before
both
Rizzo.
Of your fault.
No, Cole stopped before Rizzo, though. And that's the problem, that Rizzo's still in the middle of fielding the ball. And I see Cole take, what, two or three steps and then kind of points. Like, dude,
Cole
pitcher, fielding, practice. You do it all spring training for a reason.
I kind of blame both of them. I kind of split the blame, which, you know, cop out, whatever. But Cole didn't even try. Rizzo did it. Terrible job being aggressive on fielding that ball. Like, I gave them both blame because if you, again, charge that ball, it was not hit that hard.
Nope,
you go and
wasn't.
Get that thing rather than waiting for it to trickle.
He made a great play
you.
On it. Like, he made a great defensive play on it. He snagged it.
Yeah. if you're Cole, you need to be at least making an effort to go and cover that base.
And I would argue if you're Rizzo, you take a step in case Cole is not ready to be there because you don't know where he is.
Well, and there's a good, you know, you can make the case for Rizzo is that the reason he somewhat took that effort at grounding that ball is because he assumed that someone was going to be covering first. But also you have to have the awareness of a player that who is at bat and Mookie Betts. And
he's fast.
Yeah, he's fast. And that he is going to, any infield grounder like that, he is going to try and beat out and hustle out.
The man has two World Series rings and an MVP and a World Series MVP. You cannot assume he's Giancarlo on the base path.
Guys, Randy, I'll never forget this clip. It was the All-Star game. First time Randy faced Ichiro. Ichiro ran, got a base hit at first on like an infield grounder. Randy ran and tried to beat him out. That was a freaking All-Star game. I understand that Rizzo needs to make a little bit more effort, but it is on the pitcher to at least be in the damn area.
I lean the way that kind of like that is that I think Rizzo was assuming that Cole would be covering. And that's why he made the effort that he did is because he figured it was going to be a ground it, flip to first. And then he saw when he looked up after grounding that ball that no one was there. It was very much like what?
And I think
what's going on? And then it was a very much Spider-Man meme pointing at each other.
And I think I agree with you guys 90% of it. I think there's just the 10% of me is that Rizzo could have done more, and I can't get that out of my head. Cole is probably the guilty party in this, but there's just that little bit that I'm like, Rizzo, you might have got there before Mookie, but we will never know because you didn't try. If he got that and ran to first and didn't get there before Mookie, then we'd be like, Cole, that's probably Cole's job to get there. But the fact that neither of them did anything, I don't know how to absolve either of them.
Well, like if Rizzo maybe started, half a second, even sooner than he did, he could have had the opportunity, hell, a full second and a half. He could have had the opportunity to dive and get it. Who knows? It really is just the question there. Yep, I hear you. Yep.
And here's the full stat. Yankees are the only MLB team since earned runs were introduced in 1913 to blow a five-run lead, allow five under runs, commit three errors, commit catcher's interference, commit a balk, all in the same game.
And I'll tell you why all that happened. There is a huge overlying reason why all of this happens, and it's not baseball gods, and it's not the Dodgers being better. I will tell you why all that happened. We'll do that next. The Hot Corner, Today the Fan. Loaded second hour coming up, plus fair or foul at the bottom. The fan text line coming in strong. If Rizzo and Mookie ran a 100-yard dash, Mookie would beat him by 80 yards. That's the truth.
If that's the case, what would Giancarlo lose by?
Oh, man, dude. I can run faster. Rizzo's got two broken fingers on his glove hand. Coles knows that. He has to back up his first baseman there. I also love this one that goes, Harris, Cole should run towards first period. He screwed up. Fair enough.
Thank you. That's kind of my whole take on it.
I like the direct call out.
Come on.
Not just like, y'all are idiots. It's like, yo, Patrick, like, you suck. You're an idiot.
If he had moved a little bit further, even, I think I could say, okay, the blame's more equal. But if you watch the clip, it's literally as Rizzo is still finishing fielding the ball, you see the kind of hand point or whatever that was from Garrett Cole. It's like, what, do you want nothing to do with it? This is the World Series, brah!
I'll also give love to one of the greatest P1s in the history of Today the Fan. That's Rufio. He goes, whoa, I thought this was the Hot Corner. What's with the Dave Roberts love? So I got to give Rufio a little love there on that one. I did tell you that I thought Dave Roberts managed the hell out of this World Series. But I will also give you this caveat. We just talked about the fifth inning and how it was a disaster. I would like to share with you why I think the fifth inning was a disaster. This Yankee team lacks all sorts of things, okay? It lacks hitters 6 through 9. I think the bullpen was exposed outside of Garrett Cole. There's not really a lot of aces on that squad. I wanted to say Pavano. Rodon, pick your poison. They both suck. Is a bad choice. Luis Gil, spotlight too big. And Clark Schmidt, not a true starter. A lot of that goes on Cashman. A lot of that goes on how this team is built. But the reality is this team lacks leadership. This team lacks fundamentals. This team lacks somebody that's willing to step up and say, hey, whatever the hell's going on, we're going to figure this out. Okay, this Yankees team misses a Kike Hernandez. They miss a Freddie Freeman. They miss a Mookie Betts, okay? Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player in the world. Whether he hit or didn't hit, he is not the reason the Dodgers won. The Dodgers won based on leadership from Dave Roberts, Blake Treinen, Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw in the dugout, just talking to guys. This Yankee team lacks so much structural stability. Aaron Boone, like, this is on you, amigo. Yes, what I said about batters 6 through 9, starters, some bullpen, that's on Cashman. Boone can't take ownership of that. That's on Cashman. But as far as getting guys ready to go on a day-to-day basis, everybody's talking about that's a spring training day one move. Little League teams fight this. That's on Aaron Boone. And the fact that he's sitting there looking around going, man, this is falling apart and I got no answer for that. That's on you, amigo. That's on you. The fact that the best player for the Yankees, you could maybe argue was Gleyber Torres in the World Series, but the answer is Giancarlo Stanton, who I can get to first faster than him. You're talking about a guy that is a home run or an out. And yes, he was great, but if that's all you can rely on, that's poor leadership, that's poor fundamentals, that's poor, like, look at Mahomes last night on Monday night, okay? Baker, I thought Tampa had it. I really thought Tampa had it. And then Mahomes grabs a couple dudes, pulls them aside, and goes, hey, we got this, right? And Reed's like, you guys got this, right? There's none of that from Boone. And I know it's easy for me to just bash on him and kill him all the time about this, but he showed it to us. If Cole and Rizzo are pointing fingers at each other, Spider-Man meme, that's leadership. You know, if that's Walker Buehler and Freddie Freeman, they're both like, ah, how did we miss this? How did we screw this up? I think this World Series is on Boone. I think it's Nestor Cortez in game one. I think it's the meltdown in game five with no leadership. And I think it's not preparing his team to be ready for the big show.
Well, I would also then say, like, as much as I agree with you, is that, all right, well, then how much do we put on this on Cashman constructing this roster and this team around for him to manage poorly?
Oh, I think Cashman takes a big grab of it. I think the difference is that Cashman is the problem on a whole, but in the moment,
it's on Boone. Yeah, it's out of his hands, but I don't know, man. Again, it's...
They're both guilty.
There's part of me, though, that it's just like... This is part of the reason why we felt the way that we did about coming into the series as far as the Dodgers winning, because we knew that the talent wasn't there. If we were going to trust one of the managers over the other, it was going to be Dave Roberts. We saw some of the kind of the inconsistencies and flaws of this team and their undisciplined play in the series before. Like, while we can be here and be, I don't know if shocked is the right word, but just be like, bro, Boone, what are you doing? But it's like, is it all that surprising?
No, it's not surprising. I think
from the way the team is constructed to the way that Aaron Boone is as a manager, how we've seen it in years past. I mean, it kind of just came to a front against a team where it's so good that if you give them those opportunities, they'll take advantage of it.
I agree. I think when you look at people like, okay, Terry Francona in the 16 World Series, okay, he came up against a lot of adversary on how to win this against a better team. And he was able, based on whether it's bullpen moves or pinch hitting guys, he was able to keep them together. Ned Yost failed in 2014 and he learned from it. And in 15, like sending Alex Gordon from third, you send him and Yost held him up, or at least his third base coach held him up. They learned from that. and went to the 2015 World Series and sent Hosmer. And it was a big run scored to help win that World Series. I just don't see Boone evolving from that. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that when things are falling apart, you need a crisis management. You need someone to show up and say, time out.
There was a moment, and
I don't think Boone's doing that.
Yep.
And I think it was in game five, maybe even game three, where it just kind of panned over to him in the dugout, and it just kind of looked like one of those where he's like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Well, it's not his fault.
And you can't look that way. Even if you
just
don't
kinda
know what to do.
Just kind of kept looking around, chewing on his seeds.
Even if you don't know what to do, you can't look like it. Like, I'm a manager at a restaurant, and when things are going down and somebody looks at you and says, hey, what do we do? Now, obviously, this isn't game five of the World Series. This is just a Friday night in the Pearl.
It can get pretty intense in there.
But the answer in your head can say, I don't know, but you can't show that to everyone.
It was making it seem like he couldn't chomp his gum any harder at some points.
Yeah.
I hear you. But man, what do you do what do you do when Aaron Judge is hitting a buck 90? When Jazz Chisholm hitting a buck 90? Half of your infield was on the Miami Marlins to start the year. I'd say it's a little difficult to do what Aaron Boone does.
Hey, but doing nothing at this point when it's not working is worse than doing something.
Well, I mean,
I think if Boone does something and says, you know what, let's move Gleyber down. He's hitting well. Let's move him down. We'll put Soto first. Let's get Judge at second.
Yeah.
Let's just see. Let's get him some extra, potentially an extra at bat. Let's, you know, he moves Stanton down the lineup, and I thought that was brilliant. And Stanton kept hitting, but he didn't do that with anybody else. It's just, The idea of not trying when things aren't working looks worse than trying and failing again. I'd rather Boone try something and fail than stick with what he's got and continue to fail.
Yeah, I hear you. I just also think that it's like, you don't have a lot. He just doesn't have a lot of options. Like, he is he's limited in his resources. Is the alternate routes he can go with the roster, like, I just feel like he was doing the best he could with, you know, trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, trying to make lemonade out of lemons. Like, he had what he had, and that's where I kind of look at like Cashman, and it's just like, we need to do something and build this team up a little bit better, because while Luke Weaver was great as a closer, this was the first time ever him being in the bullpen this year. It's
and
like
Clay Holmes was super volatile.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel like they didn't really do anything to solve that problem as the season went on, and it was kind of one of those like, oh, Luke Weaver, oh, please save us. And it's just like, dude, I don't do this normally, but yeah, I'll give it my best. And it kind of came to a head towards the end of the season or at the end of the postseason. And again, I just feel like Boone, he did not do as much as he could, but also I feel like he didn't have as much resources to use.
To that point, Mark Leiter, Tim Mesa, guys that had pretty good ERAs during the postseason. I'm not saying that they're outstanding all-star pitchers.
I think Leiter was brutal in this.
He had a 1.69 ERA in the postseason.
That's insane.
I know, right?
He looked bad when I saw him on the mound.
He didn't look great, but he was able to get guys out, and you just wonder, okay, I'm you know, rooting for a team that's had really good bullpen management up until the last 2 months of this season with Scott Servais before he was fired in the Mariners. You wonder if Aaron Boone just literally can't manage a bullpen. There is a skill as a manager to find that hot hand and to stick with it at the right perfect time,
sure,
and then to back off at the perfect time.
And I saw Stephen Vogt fail with that with Class A.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think Aaron Boone has that skill either.
Question real quick, and we'll get out of here, and then we'll move on to the second hour. Who's more to blame for this? Just choose one. Boone or Cashman?
I mean, I lean towards what you're saying. It's like, in the moment, you gotta do something, and he didn't. So I lean Boone, but I feel like this is really one of those 51-49, 271 electoral votes to 269.
This is Georgia on a Tuesday night in November.
Yeah. I'm going to go Aaron Boone, but he is up on the Brian Cashman petard, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think Cashman did not give him a good hand, but I don't think Boone played it very well.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When we come back, we got a loaded second hour. I'm going to steal from the boys in the morning from Dirt and Spray and give you a little World Series factoids. We can have it a little fun and come back down to earth. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner. Today the Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
Pal around.
I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. I was a little late to work this morning, so I downloaded the boys in the morning, their first 2 hours. I listened to those on my way to work. You can do that for us and catch it tomorrow. Current score right now is 145 to 211.
Aren't you supposed to do the bigger number first?
Sorry. No, I feel like, oh, yeah. 211 to 145 because 145 is home field advantage?
I think it's generally just sports broadcasting score updates. The bigger score goes first.
I always feel like the home score should be second. The way it's listed on the TV.
I don't know, but I can give you some Oregon political news.
Yeah?
Measure 118.
Yeah?
Failed.
Massively.
Oh, I don't know about massively.
Which
but
one
did,
was that?
That was the corporate tax of above $25 million in sales.
I sent Joe a fun text earlier that
it should
said,
have failed. It was not good.
No, it wasn't.
I sent Joe a fun text earlier that said, "Can we claim that downtown is too dangerous to go to, and then we don't have to work tonight?" And Joe said it's because of Measure 118. And I live in Washington, so I had no idea
like,
what 118 was.
What the hell are you talking about?
But then my Oregon friends at the bar that I was at before I came here,
118,
drinking seltzer,
118.
And they told me about 118.
Yes. It was one of those on the paper. You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then you read it.
Yeah,
and you're like,
screw those big guys.
And then you're like, oh.
Take it to the man.
Hurts no. The small businesses, too. Hurts no. Everybody.
And like, yeah.
Dude, spit on that thing.
What was also weird about that one is in the pamphlet, all the arguments in favor were,
now
from,
we ain't taking that.
Were from the same guy. It was like 10 pages of arguments in favor for Measure 118. And it was all like, this brought to you by this guy. every single one. Yeah, Measure 118 said kiss my ass.
Yeah, thank God it didn't pass. Otherwise, corporate would have just passed that, that along to
I love
us.
That the polls closed eight minutes ago, and it's already like, yeah, that lost.
Boom!
That was an easy one. I would just want to know if the marijuana workers can unionize, which they should be able to, damn it.
Really? Is that on the ballot?
That is marijuana workers.
That's what you guys are fighting for?
I think it was measure like 119.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was one of the measures.
I don't know, are unions really good, though?
Should have been measure 420.
tax giant corporations. 119. Let weed people unionize.
I think you should let weed people
unionize.
It's
funny how the numerical just doesn't matter, but you're like, whoa, these are two completely different
things.
They
should have made it measure 420. They missed an opportunity there.
420-69XX, what up, dude? Call of Duty's out, bro. Let's go.
Dude.
We might have a free Seggy coming up next, so we'll figure out how that goes, but we'll have fair or foul at the bottom. But I want to start a little, as I steal from my brethren in the morning, they do NFL factoids on Tuesday. I listened this morning. I really love it. Brandon comes up with some really cool stats that are more baseball style of stats, but kind of really display some cool things about how the NFL is going. But I was sitting, game five ended and the World Series was over, and I was scrolling through Reddit and I saw a bunch of stats coming across and I was just fascinated by a lot of them. So I saved them to kind of share them with you right now. And this is where we'll start. Speaking of the Yankees and how kind of inept they were, this is what I have for you. The Dodgers batting average in the World Series was 206. Yankees batted 212. Dodgers on base percentage, 296. Yankees, 332. Dodgers slugging percentage, 406. Yankees?
Can I guess? 203.
412.
Wow!
Dodgers ERA, 4.8. Yankees, 3.83. The Yankees had more hits, more homers, more stolen bases, and more walks, and they allowed fewer base runners.
How much did game four swing all of that?
That's what I'm saying. But when you look at these factoids, these stats, you're looking at it going, are you kidding me? How are the Yankees not forcing a game seven? How are we not starting history? Down 3-0. Now we're here. My name is Colin Cowherd.
McCallin! That was my Jason McIntyre.
It is insane to think about at the end. Now, in the World Series, it's different than the season. But the World Series, it's fascinating to think that a team beat you in all those major category aspects, and you lost in five.
It's, again, I would very much like to see what all those numbers look like with
if game four if is game removed.
Yes.
Because Freddie Freeman single-handedly demolishes them.
Right. Like that he has better stats than the Yankees combined than if that game four is removed. Because game four, I mean, what? They scored 11 runs. They hit like four home runs in that game, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I'd be curious to see what those look like. But
there weren't many home runs hit by the Dodgers not named Freddie Freeman.
No, but they clutched
up. If you think
up.
About it.
Was batting average with runners in scoring position in that list?
No.
See, that's one that I want to know, because I bet you the Dodgers probably beat the Yankees.
Oh, these are all skewed stats.
No,
I just
it's
thought
a
they
good...
were fun for dramatic
no,
reasons.
No. I love the argument that you're making. I think, unfortunately, with this World Series, you just have to find the one stat that kind of separates and gives you the reason. And if I had to look at it without knowing, I'd say it's runners in scoring position batting average.
Yeah. And again, I can't express more the fact that Shohei Ohtani did absolutely nothing, and the Dodgers won in five.
Yeah.
Two batters away.
I still can't. The Reddit memes about Fox showing you win Shohei was absolutely
so
hysterical.
Good.
It's like The Bachelor on a Friday night, and they're like, you know, Shohei's 17 hours away from being
kind of lingering, you.
Yeah, it was really funny. All right, we're up against it, so we'll get out of here. We'll come back and I'll give you some more World Series factoids. A couple of them are pretty amazing stuff. Plus, I got a really funny one for you in store. Don't go anywhere. Plus, fair or foul, bomb the hour. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. This is the Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do it every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. But I wanted to sit with you guys on some World Series factoids.
I like factoids. I like turtles.
You know, I'm telling you, man, I listen to Brandon. He does it every Tuesday. It's really cool to kind of like break down some stats, and Andy will call him out kind of like you guys did with those. Well, how much does game four impact that? What's runners in scoring position? You know, but I still think that there's a sort of fun camaraderie, especially in baseball, where stats are everything, to kind of just look at some stuff and go, huh, that's pretty crazy.
No.
Joe's like, no, Dak's out for 3 weeks and I'm pissed. I hate you.
Well, I was pissed a long time ago. I'm just kind of dead inside when it comes to that. I won money on the Falcons covering, by the way. I'm kind of happy.
I want to start with this. This pertains to the maybe. So I've watched a lot of World Series. Have you ever seen? No, I'm not going to say this because last year I knew who it was going to be, but this might be the most obvious World Series MVP we've ever seen in our life.
Besides Jermaine Dye?
Damn it.
I thought Corey Seager was pretty obvious last year.
Corey!
You thrilled our fans. We'll play that later. But this I thought was really, really fascinating. In MLB history, 12 players have won both the MVP and the World Series MVP in their careers. Mookie Betts is one of them. 10 of those players. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
10 of those players are in the Hall of Fame. Or going to be in the Hall of Fame. One of them is, of the other two, one of them is Freddie Freeman. The other is Pete Rose.
Oh, and he's dead.
Is this a future indictment that Freddie Freeman's a Hall of Famer?
I mean,
yes. I mean,
because I will ask both of you this. We sat here last year as the Rangers won the World Series, and I said to you, Corey Seager is a World Series MVP for the Dodgers
and the Rangers,
and for the Rangers, yeah. And he's a Hall of Famer. And both of you guys were like, meh.
I don't know if I made that sound, but I'm sure I was very indifferent on it. But he doesn't have a World Series, and he doesn't have.
You thrilled our fans throughout the.
He doesn't have a MVP, Corey Seager.
He does not.
And I would say the consistency of Freddie Freeman over the years is what gives him a notch above Corey Seager.
Yeah, he has some longevity, huh?
Yes, and I think that. Corey Seager, what did he do this year? Was he that great this year?
He's a top 25 player in my fantasy league.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Because considering the Rangers,
he had 35 bombs.
This year he did?
Yeah.
One player can't make a team better, Joe.
I was going to say, considering it seemed like nobody on the Rangers could hit this year.
Well, it's because Wyatt Langford is regressing, and Evan Carter is dead.
Adelis Garcia sucks.
Yeah, but him and Simeon still hit. The highest paid guys. Yeah, Corey hit, what, 30 homers, 278, 74 ribbies.
But
yeah.
What was his BABIP?
Let's see.
Can you compare his F war to his B war?
All right. Which is basically
FanGraphs war to Baseball Reference war.
He was good for 5 wins above replacement, and he only played in 123 games. So,
all right.
Well, there you go.
I'll stand corrected.
And he was an all-star in 2024 as well.
He plays shortstop, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe the second best in the game behind some dude named Frankie in New York. Not nominated for a Gold Glove.
Well, I would say maybe the third or fourth behind a guy named Gunner and a guy named Bobby, but, you know, I'm that's debatable.
Still taking Frankie.
Well, Freddie has I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Corey, too?
No, shut up. Get out of here.
I think Freddie has, like, more stats, right? He's played longer, so he's probably got the Hall of Fame numbers. He already has over 2,200 hits. He's probably going to finish with 400 career home runs as opposed to Seager. We just don't know. So I'd say Freddie with the MVP, with the World Series MVPs.
Freddie,
that's probably a guarantee.
You made our fans hate you.
First ballot, Probably, possibly, definitely second time
around. I'm giving Freddie a first ballot.
It depends.
By career's end, I'm sure he'll be a first ballot.
It depends on who he's on the ballot with his first time. It depends on if there's a couple of guys, 9 or 10 years on the ballot, if they need votes first. It really, who knows how that's going to shake out.
I've got another great one for you. Walker Buehler. Have you heard of Walker Buehler?
Heard of him?
Oh, man.
I am about to give you his World Series career stat line. 19 innings pitched, 7 hits, 3 walks,
0 earned
1
runs.
Earned run, jeez. 24 Ks, and a .47 ERA.
We haven't even talked about him closing out that game. Pretty baller move.
Baller.
That's a boss move.
Baller move. There is now talk that the New York Mets are going to throw everything at Walker Buehler.
Which they should, because we talked about the Mets a couple weeks ago, and I said they need arms. They need
entire Manea Severino thing ain't gonna do it.
The entire baseball community,
Heel,
I think
Schmidt and Rodon ain't gonna do it.
Well, Heel's a rookie; he'll probably get better.
But he doesn't strike guys out.
But then again, we saw Nestor Cortez with one good season, and look where he's at now. So
His neck hurts from Frankie. From Freddie Freeman. Sorry, Freddie Freeman.
How quick Nestor Cortez's neck around.
Still hurts from going, cha.
Yeah. Whiplash.
Cha.
So, if I were the Mets, do that immediately.
Walker's not a Hall of Famer, though, if you're asking the same
question. No.
Okay. I was just like, not quite.
No.
That was just a factoid.
Just a factoid.
Oh, okay. He's a badass. Definitely a badass.
It is really cool. I love that he texted. I love that players can text their managers now and be like, yo, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Get me paid, dog.
Like, Shohei texted the lineup, was like, I'll be ready for the World Series.
I do find it funny.
Why do you not just tell your boss, Dave Roberts, and he's like, yeah, Shohei's in the lineup.
I do find it funny, though, that the night of Walker Buehler starting, Cooley was very much like, I don't know, I looked at his past starts and how he played this season. You hear Walker Buehler's name, you kind of get nervous, but I don't know, he hasn't really been the same Walker Buehler this year.
You know what?
And boy, that backfired quickly.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I know he's not listening right now, but I'm going to say it. That is a statement from somebody that doesn't watch baseball.
Wow. That's... I'm going to go up to bat for my boss.
You should, because he's your boss. But he's not my boss.
Well, he watches damn near every Yankee game.
Cool, dude. I watch damn near every game.
Every game at all times.
At all times.
Screw your Octobox.
I've got 17 TVs in my living room because it's 16 baseball games, and yeah, it's Monday, so Monday Night Football.
What's the double of an Octobox? A sextuple box?
Yeah, sure.
I think so.
Sex is 7.
I thought...
I don't know what the multiple of 16 is.
Yeah, it's like, because there's octo, and then... Nochenta.
Hecto. That's 5.
Nochenta. Diez.
Nueve. Wait. Diez. Once. Once. Trece. Catorce.
We're going to the doce box.
But that's what that sounds like. Because look, Walker had a rough year.
The disrespect.
But did you watch his start against the Mets in New York?
Yeah.
I watched that and I was like, okay. He might not be amazing all the time, but he showed me something in that. And if that guy shows up, he's going to be good. So to be like, oh, I looked at his previous starts. I looked at his previous starts. Bro, I watched his previous starts.
I think it was just mental gymnastics.
What is this, Cowherd telling me about baseball? Give me a break.
That Padres-Mets World Series would have been good, okay?
Dude, the Guardians-Mets would have been better than this garbage we saw.
I think that was more so mental gymnastics on Cooley's part to convince himself that
the Yankees aren't terrible.
And still had a chance. Like, no, I don't think Walker Buehler was that good.
He was real dominant against the Mets. And, that first one against us was pretty good. But if he comes back, we got him.
Yeah, I think that's what was happening there. Bless his little heart.
I think the moon is made out of cheese. Have you ever had ribs on the moon?
Wash it down with a tall, cool Bud Light.
I'd eat it.
I'd eat it.
The moon were made of spare ribs. Would you eat it? I would.
The last factoid I have for you.
Hey! Harry Carey.
In 2020, Aaron Judge's girlfriend, who's now his wife, she was arrested for an extreme DUI in Arizona.
Yes, she was.
An extreme DUI?
Oh, I love this factoid.
DUI was badass. That was extreme.
She administered 2 breathalyzer tests at the police station, so she denied it at the stop, went down to the station. She blew twice, a .169 and a .181.
Oh.
Both of those are far higher than Judge's 2024 World Series batting average of 133.
I was just about to say, the .181, I was like, that's higher than his batting average.
Uh-huh. I heard that one during the World Series. That was awesome. God.
So that's a fun factoid to laugh about. But guys, let's get into the real question here. How much
should
of this
Judge be traded to the Orioles? Yes, I think so.
How much of this is on the fact that Aaron Judge no-showed? I think there's so many factors that go into this World Series, that it's the Dodgers with MVPs and Walker Buehler pitching phenomenal. Giancarlo Stanton's a great story for the Yanks in this postseason and the World Series. If the Yankees win, Stanton's the MVP. No doubt about it. Gleyber Torres was pretty damn good in this.
Even Rizzo showed up.
Rizzo had a couple nice hits, except on defense. Now, we think about the missed fly ball in center from Judge, and I feel like that's a scapegoat for him at the plate. Yeah, he had a dinger in game 4. Cool, that game was out of hand. Nobody cares. Where does this land on Judge?
I'm trying to get it pulled up in real time, so excuse me, but I'm dying to see what he did, what they did in the World Series as a team, as a whole, because, again, outside of that game 4, what the hell did anybody else do for that team?
I mean, Jazz Chisholm hit terribly. At least he stole bases whenever he got on, though.
Austin Wells was really rough in
until,
this.
Like, game 5 until when he hit a home game run. Game 5. Yeah. I mean... The point that you bring up about Aaron Judge.
Juan Soto wasn't great in this series.
No, but he at least, I think in what, game 1 or 2? He hit a homer.
He gets walks, he gets a home run, but it's early in the game.
He got a lot of walks, though.
All right, what do you want here? Do you want average? Do you want OPS for the Yankees lineup in the World Series?
I don't need any of it. The question is Judge, how much does this land on you? You're El Capitan. I mean, that's kind of what I was talking about the no leadership. Like, where is Judge?
Because
Jeter is hitting.
It falls a lot on Judge because it's unfair in a sense because
totally.
Soto and him, I mean, who was it earlier in there? Was it Severino for the Mets who said, like, it's two guys that can hit? And here we are months later, and it's like he was kind of right. While Giancarlo did step up, it was like they needed Judge. They needed his bat. They needed his power. They needed everything from him. They just needed him to field, for God's sake.
But if Stanton shows up the way he did and Soto and Judge are average, this is a way different series.
Yeah, with the Judge thing, it's just so frustrating that I was thinking after this World Series ended just how much he's supposed to be doing and then how it's all kind of forgotten about. And we're going to go into the spring training of next season and be like, well, Judge is going to have a good season. He's going to hit a bunch of homers and literally everybody won't remember this World Series where he didn't hit unless they get to another. No, they won't talk about it until they get to another World Series. Well, they're going to be giving Aaron Judge all these accolades. Oh, he's the Yankees captain, but they don't actually pay enough attention to what you're talking about, which is showing up in the biggest moment. Y'all, we're not guaranteed to get back to a World Series if we're the New York Yankees, and it felt like Volpe thought he'd be there again. It felt like Judge thought he'd be there again, and at points it even looked like Boone thought he'd be there again. It's just weird, and nobody's willing to say, Judge, you should be, like, missing half your contract after that. It is so frustrating. I feel like guys that sign big deals like that, if you hit under 200 in a World Series when you make it, you should lose half your salary. He literally is suffering no negative consequences because of this in his life, is he? And I'm not saying we should S on him, but something should happen to him to make him be better. Something.
Mark, hold that.
S on him?
Yeah. No. That was a great rant, dude.
Thank you.
That was a great rant. Appreciate it. Aaron Judge against the Royals, garbage. Aaron Judge against the Guardians, garbage. I don't know, dude. Is this A-Rod?
And the Yankees slipped into the World Series, too, speaking of who they played.
Are you A-Rod? Is there a Judge A-Rod?
No, A-Rod's better looking. A-Rod's gotten more. A-Rod's seriously way the anti-Aaron Judge.
Well, we'll see how all this plays out and what the aftermath is. We'll see. The Yankees are bringing back Boone. Obviously, they're going to go after Soto. We'll see what the Soto things is. Obviously, we're here for you on the Hot Corner. We'll keep going through all this and seeing what's going to play out. It's going to be absolutely fascinating to me to see Max Fried and Walker Buehler and Tyler Glasnow and Shohei Ohtani as the Dodgers' starting rotation. We'll get there later. But when we come back, it's fair or foul. But first, there's Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. And without further ado, we'll pass this over to our fantastic, epic rant, Schultzbox. Jordan Schultzy.
Appreciate you guys. 211 to 153. That's what I'm looking at right now. I won't tell you who's winning. I'll just say the numbers.
It's Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to get political.
Spoiler alert.
I don't want to get political.
Dumbledore.
What?
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Damn it! I still needed to see the second Deathly Hallows.
Rey is a Skywalker.
Well, I knew that.
Actually, a Palpatine, but
Han Solo
to
dies.
Names. It's like that Spider-Man thing. Oh, we're using our real names now.
Did y'all hear about Han Solo dying before you actually saw the Star Wars?
No, I saw the movie 2 days before it came out.
Oh, well, you bastard. I found out about Han Solo dying before I actually saw it.
Don't mess with me, man. I watch Star Wars the day they come out because ain't nobody spoiling nothing.
I saw that there's another new show coming out.
The Harry Potter or Star Wars show?
Skeleton Crew, yeah.
Yeah.
With Jude Law?
Jude Law and a bunch of kids.
Good for him.
Probably not going to be very good.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
But I'm going to watch it.
A lot of the news.
Damn
Star
well
Wars
right,
stuff
I'm going to watch it.
Doesn't seem very
tonight,
good.
I'm going to finish Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
The show?
Yeah, that I've seen multiple times, but I got the last two episodes, and boy, compared to this political race, it's pretty on point.
I'm probably going to watch 72 Most Dangerous Animals Latin America again for
God,
the 50th
I love
time.
You, Joe.
Anything.
God, I wish I lived your life.
Anything but this election coverage. All right, guys, let's get into it. Obviously, we are on the precipice of the hot stove season. GM meetings about to begin. Deals already being swung after the World Series. One in particular kind of surprised me, guys. The Braves offloading some salary, trading Jorge Soler to the Los Angeles Angels for Griffin Canning, and it was obviously a salary dump.
R.I.P. Jorge Soler.
Jorge is literally, what, getting paid $14 to $16 million a year, and the Braves are not taking back any money. They're basically just giving up this player for a crappy player in return. Griffin Canning had like a 5-something plus ERA, but the Angels are terrible. I don't know what they're doing. They re-signed their crappy general manager during the middle of the season to an extension. So, guys, fair or foul, like, the move itself makes sense, but fair or foul, it makes sense for the Angels to trade for Jorge Soler as an organization. What the hell are they doing?
You know, I actually kind of like this for the Angels.
Okay.
Jorge Soler, World Series MVP, Jorge Soler. I actually kind of like this for the Angels. What's interesting is the guy they gave up is a highly
Griffin Canning.
Griffin Canning, thank you. Griffin is a highly touted prospect that could not figure it out in LA. But I would also argue nothing is figured out in LA. So I love that the Braves are doing this salary dump to take a shot on this Griffin kid and see if they can't fix him. Anthopoulos knows what he's doing down there. I believe in what he's doing down there. So I love that it's a salary dump to get this kid and take a shot. But I do believe the Angels have to do something to be competitive next year. And they've got young guys that are solid. And assuming Trout can be healthy, he'll probably DH all next year. You've got a center fielder in Jorge Soler. I like this move for Anaheim. We're not going to the playoffs, We're not winning the World Series, but I like this move for Anaheim. I really do. Marino will spend money on stupid people, so the money is nothing. I like this move for Anaheim. You just better hope that kid is not good in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
You just better pray to God he's not good in Atlanta.
Well, I don't know. I think that Jorge Soler's name just holds a lot more weight because of it being a World Series MVP.
It sounds sexier than it's actually worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is 100% the case. Sorry, say the question one more time.
Yeah, fair or foul, it made sense for the Angels to trade for Jorge Soler.
I don't know. You're giving up crap for crap, is what I see. Like, Griffin Canning was 5-point-something ERA. Jorge Soler, I mean, the last time he was in California playing baseball, wasn't doing too great up the road in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I think that's just, you know, lost cause with Canning. And I think that if either of these players, like, which would I rather put my money on as far as future success, I would say Canning in Atlanta. Like, they've shown that they can make arms much better than they were or can keep them consistent. I mean, Chris Sale, Reynaldo Lopez this year. Who the hell thought they were going to have the years that they had?
True, that's true, especially Sale.
So if I'm going to trust a team to take a pitcher and mend his career, get it on the right track, I'll lean on the Braves to do that versus the Angels versus any batter ever that comes in their franchise, it seems like. Besides Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout.
Well, speaking of those guys, another big-name free agent like a Shohei Ohtani or a Mike Trout is available this offseason. Garrett Anderson?
Sorry.
What?
Continue.
Slamming Tim Salmon?
Continue.
No, we can name great angels. It's okay. What was the angel, the outfield pitcher's name that Tony Danza played?
Nolan Ryan.
He was a good angel, too, actually. A great angel. Okay, guys. So, a big name on the free agent market this year, probably the biggest other than Shohei Ohtani in the last 5 years, Juan Soto, 26 years old, expected to get around $550 to maybe $600+ million. A lot of prognosticators, national media saying that like a 12 to 14 year deal at a $40 to $60 million annual value is possible. This is going to be one of the biggest contracts we've ever seen handed out in baseball. And Juan Soto said that he is open for business with all 30 teams. The Yankees do not have an advantage in signing him or re-signing him, excuse me. So, guys, fair or foul, we've been seeing all those top teams attached to him, the Yankees, the Mets, the L.A. Dodgers. Fair or foul, the L.A. Dodgers will win the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
No, foul. I was going to let Patrick take this, and then you said the question out loud. And I'm just like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm trusting my man, best friend, close friend, P1 of the show, Jeff Passan. Yes, he listens to the show. Don't look that up.
I mean, he helped build the show.
That
we text him all the time.
Hell yeah.
It will not happen. It whether he goes to the Mets, some other team. I just can't believe that the Dodgers are going to pull this off. It will be one of those where I'll eat the crow. I'll believe it when I see it. I just don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm with Joe on this. It's foul.
I would believe the Tigers signing him more than the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't think they can wrap that up enough to make it work financially. Also, Mookie plays
right. We'll
pay
you in 2054. Like, how about that?
Mookie plays right. And you're going to put Juan Soto at right? That's a massive defensive drop. And your DH situation, I think they like that being flexible and not being, you know, consistently Juan Soto. I think what's really interesting is I think there's a lot of teams that play for Juan Soto. A lot more than people think. I want to bring this up next week about where we really think and is his future over in New York. But I'll give a little tease to this. These are the teams that I think will be in play for Juan Soto. The New York Yankees, the New York Mets, the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Cubs, the Texas Rangers, the San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, I'll even throw the Mariners in that. Like, I think a lot of teams are going to check in on Juan Soto.
Nationals?
The Nationals.
They would love him
as
back.
As well. The question is, and we'll talk about this next week, is does Juan Soto want to win or does Juan Soto want to make money? Are we doing Bryce Harper deals or are we doing Mike Trout deals? And that's going to be the reality. My answer is no. I think the Dodgers are the 10th best favorite to sign Juan Soto.
Wow. I like it. I hope that's the truth. I don't want to see the Dodgers
don't need
with a super lineup.
They don't need him.
They need
Max Fried. They need Walker Buehler. They need Corbin Burns.
They need to replace
Teoscar
Hernandez.
They need Devin
Hernandez,
Williams
though.
From Milwaukee. They need Shane Bieber coming off Tommy John. Like, they need They need Willy Adames at shortstop. They got way more needs than a Juan Soto.
So according to DraftKings,
they get Juan. They don't really need Adames, do they?
These are the odds. Soto's next team. Yankees are the favorite. Mets are second favorite. Dodgers at plus 750. Any other team plus 1200. Cubs plus 1500, Nationals plus 1800, Blue Jays plus 2000, as well as the Giants, and then Red Sox at plus 2500.
I'd go live in Canada.
I might go put like a little $10 bet on that.
I'd love go live in Canada, but you got to trade Bobuchet.
All right, guys, fair or foul, good old New York Yankees. We've been talking about them, of course, losing the World Series to the Los Angeles Dodgers in five games. Pretty tumultuous time in their bullpen, pretty tumultuous time at the plate, and very tumultuous in their dugout watching Aaron Boone chomp that gum. I swear he was like looking for more flavor in it or looking for a solution, but he just couldn't find it. They're still a decent team, guys. When they're hitting and they're good, they are one of the better teams in baseball, so fair or foul, the Yankees will make it back to the World Series in the next three seasons.
Foul. It's the curse of the Goombas, the curse of the right field fence or the right field foul line. That's what I'm going with now. Those guys,
yeah, that D-bag and his friend
trying to rip open that glove and everything, which again, borderline hilarious, but also complete douchebaggery. No, I don't think it's gonna happen.
And spit on that thing.
I think they kind of got lucky with their World Series matchups as well. I mean, they played a Royals team who, besides the Orioles, were one of the worst teams in the postseason and coming into the postseason. I think the Guardians did not have the pitching or the bats to combat what the what the Yankees were doing. I think that the American League is only gonna get better. And I do not see the Yankees going back to a World Series in the next 3 years, especially when Juan Soto leaves.
It'll be very interesting to see what Houston does. The Bregman situation is going to be fascinating.
Very true.
The Mariners have the pitching staff. It'll be fascinating to see what they do offensively, if they can fix that, bringing back most of the good players, not the Polancos of the world, but the good players in a Rosarena and things like that. It'll be very interesting to see. The Orioles might be the most fascinating team in the offseason to see what they can do. The Tigers are projected to win the Central next year, despite losing to the Guardians, who are kind of bringing everyone back. I think the American League was down this postseason. The Royals were spent. The Guardians threw up all over themselves, and the Yankees, to Alex Rodriguez's point, had the easiest route to the World Series, and that's what bit them. And the American League is going to be better next year. I'm going to say foul. I don't think the Yanks are back in 3 years, even with Soto. Spoiler alert, I don't think they're getting Soto. With Soto, I don't think they're back in the next 3 years. I think they have too many problems. I'll say foul.
That's all I got for you guys.
And that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you to Schultzy for putting that together. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot corner to any of the fans. Save 53 here, Portland Sports Leader. Well, my friend, this is it, you know? Like, we had a good World Series run. The baseball season's over. We'll start to talk off season next week. I got some fun little nuggets.
Country had a good run.
Across. We'll have awards coming out. You know, gold gloves were announced. We'll talk about all that kind of stuff next week. And yeah, Joe, to your point, I'm not afraid to bring up the elephant in the room. You know?
This
could be the end of this great country we have, or it could be the beginning of the great country that some other people want.
If you want me to get real political with it, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
AOC.
Bro, I'd commit
smoke
war
show.
Crimes for her.
Absolute
oh, my
smoke
God.
Show.
Dude, every time. It just builds and builds.
Dude, I'm a Gavin Newsom AOC ticket in 4 years if things go bad.
She is getting, like, seems like with each TikTok and Twitter post, just much more beautiful. Like, it's like, oh my God. Who's doing
beautiful's
makeup
not
now?
The word I would choose. Dude,
sexy, hot.
Dude, she used to be a server.
Dude.
Like, yeah,
she
a bartender,
can
right?
Serve me drinks like, any day
me,
of the week.
Talk to me. Like, oh, you're on my yeah. side.
She speaks yeah. your language.
There are things I want to say on air that I can't.
Yeah. I'm very glad I have the next 2 days off work. So
things
I
about bath water and sniffing farts.
Oh, my
I have no reason to you know, pour a little Cavathier, light some candles, and then I'm going to stick it in the...
You want? Would you like a fifth sandwich?
I looked over at Jordan, and he reached for his Dutch Brothers, but I thought he was reaching for the dump button.
No, you're good. Go.
I'm very glad that I have tomorrow and Thursday off.
Have you ever been on a missionary trip?
I am going to.
Yes, but I'd not enjoy it very much.
I'm going to hit the gym tomorrow and do some swimming. That's what I do
with
these
Ortner?
Days. That guy, no, he's not allowed to hang out with me.
Do you things to you in the sauna? It was all foggy. No one else could see in there.
And I'm just going to kind of hang out for 2 days. My kids got early release tomorrow, so I'll snag them.
Is that your leg?
And no, bro, that's my arm. My third arm.
It's like a baby holding an apple.
But do we think this town is going to get destroyed? Like, are people already out downtown?
If anything,
it's
like
going
to leave.
It's going
to
be yeah. destroyed by the marijuana workers if they don't get unionization. All right, thrash the city to burn it to ashes.
118. I deserve 118.
Burn it to ashes and inhale the smoke.
But are they really going to destroy things tonight?
Oh, it depends.
Or is it just going to be tomorrow? It depends on what?
Well, it depends on when the final count comes in, I think, because we don't know in some of these battleground states if the count's going to be finished overnight. I saw that one camp is of the presidential candidates is basically preparing for there to be no result tonight. So it could be tonight, could be tomorrow.
I eat a gummy and I go to bed now and like call me at 6 a.m. Eastern and I'll wake up.
Yeah, I'm not
gonna. I just want to leave. So let's get out of here.
I'm a night owl anyway, so I'll probably be up until like 12:31.
Well, it's my Friday, so.
Oh, you're.
I got to finish Battlestar Galactica tonight, so I don't want to get like too
hashed.
The good news is that I think no matter what happens tonight, I will not have a repeat of 2016. Like 2016, I was an absolute wreck. By this time of night.
Oh, just already tanked?
Like, oh, just ham.
Hell yes.
And then the party dissipated. Everybody left, and it's like me and one of my best friends and his wife, and we're like crawling on the floor, reaching for fifths of tequila because we're just so hammered and reminding each other every 10 minutes that the bathroom's that way.
That's great.
Jake, I don't think I'm going to be that tonight.
Jake Tapper looks like he's about to S himself.
Dude, I like that guy.
He's got a solid head of hair.
I kind
of
like that.
I like
dude.
The fit tonight. I like the navy blue.
When he talks to me, I listen.
Oh, Christ. Trump won Nebraska.
It's over.
I'm shocked.
It's over.
I love how Nebraska has their own little square of random electoral voters.
Yeah,
like, how does that happen?
It's like some weird thing.
How did they get their own little square?
It's over.
It's like their own little Luxembourg or something. I don't get it.
Well, my friends. Good luck to you, wherever you live. If you live on one side, I'm rooting for you. If you live on the other side, I absolutely hate you.
Sounds like most of America.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's true. That kind of sums up the feels of the country.
Go Cougs, 21st in the polls.
I mean, you're 20 points short.
I need Boise State to lose desperately.
Yeah, I know you do.
Desperately.
But then that's when the Tulane green wave comes sneaking in.
Yeah, desperately. My wife and I last night got hella drunk and bought 7 tickets to Wazoo UP at the Child Center on December 28th.
All right.
Let's go.
That should be just an insane environment.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so insane.
Honestly, yeah. I bet you there will be more Wazoo fans than UP fans.
I bought
7
tickets
guaranteed.
For under $150.
Guaranteed that the Wazoo faithful will be there in full force, and there
it's
will be
over.
More Cougar fans. Jason Swigard won't know what to do with himself.
We think.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you next week. That's Schultze on the ones and two. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.